episode 2188, Seize the Right Things.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope your week is off to a fabulous start for the brand new year. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and it is time to get a ray of hope for your heart. Sometimes we just get kind of bogged down and we don't know what we want to do, where we want to do it, and we need a breath of fresh air. So today is Inspiration Motivation Day. It's time to seize the right things. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, when life has you running in all different directions, this is your time to pause and create your now. Stop chasing the wrong thing so you can seize the right things. It's so easy to get distracted by all that's out there. I know I do it every day. You know, you go looking for a specific shirt online only to end up with two pairs of pants, one pair of boots, and three shirts in your cart. You check out and you're like, why is my bill like triple what I thought I would be spending? Seize the right things. But the thing is we're chasing the wrong things. Life is the same way. Distractions can rule your everyday. What were you thinking about today when you woke up? Did you quickly pick up your phone and spend the first 30 to 45 minutes, maybe it ended up being 2 hours, reading email or surfing your social media feeds? Be honest. Maybe you returned a late night text that you didn't respond to because you were already in bed. Good for you being already in bed, but already first thing, like literally first thing in the morning. Or you could have started getting the house ready for the day. For some of us, it's important. But sometimes we start doing the dishes when we really need to be paying attention to our children. Did any of the above serve your daily intentions? Did it serve you in the capacity of saying, this is going to get me to my three top things that I need to do? Now, yes, we have responsibilities and we've got to do those, but we can structure our day to where it actually propels us forward, not backwards. And if we're always trying to do everything else, putting out all these fires, you know what? A lot of those fires need to be put out by someone else and not you. You're chasing the wrong things. Seize the right things. Now, I know you may want to have everything just right, in place, in order. But for most of us, we're not going to get that. And the temptation is that we really want to get what we want when we want it. But that doesn't serve our purpose. Don't let what matters get buried in the stuff you keep chasing. Seize the right things. Narrow down what matters in your everyday and then turn off the distractions. Yeah, it may be technology. It may be saying, you know what? For the month, this month, I am just not going to have Facebook on my phone. I'm taking it off. Because where do you do most of your feed surfing, so to speak? Probably on your phone. I know I have some things that come to me statistically when it comes to Create Your Now. When I look at the podcast, when I see things with AIM, what we have coming in and out with my articles that are out there. One was just released yesterday, lifehack.org. Go check it out. It's amazing to me, though, that sometimes we sit here and we chase numbers. We chase our email list, right? We want to get a certain amount if you're trying to build a business. We chase trying to get so many words written in a day if you're trying to write a book. Sometimes we're chasing missing socks because they're not in the laundry basket. And we know we had 6 individual socks go in, but we only had 5 that came out. Where's the missing one? And you're going left and right and you're searching everywhere and you can't find it. You see, there's so many different distractions. And when we're distracted all the time, we're not focused. And when we're not focused, we cannot observe what we need to. Now, some of us have a little touch of multitasking. And for some of us, we can actually do it. And for others, it's just absolutely not. Because believe it or not, for about 2% of the world, you have people that can multitask and do it. But the rest of us, yeah, no. So you know whether or not you're that person. And for most, yeah, it's not going to happen. So what happens though, is that when we're in our everyday and we're trying to do what we do, we're like, gosh darn it, why am I not getting anything done by 10 o'clock at night? I needed these three things done and I got 12 other things done, but I didn't get the three that I needed to get done. Distractions upon distractions. Now, some things, yeah, happen. We got to be there for our kids. I get that. We got to be there for our spouse. I get that. Yes, for some of us, we have to, you know, go to a physical location. We have a job involved, and that requires us to do work that we don't have control over. And so, yes, we have to answer to somebody else. Of course, those are not distractions, though. Those are things that we have said yes to, we're committed to. Those are your non-negotiables. They don't go away. But you see, there's a lot of other stuff that can go away. I know because I've personally been working on this. I'm like, oh my gosh, my plate's getting fuller. And something's got to go because pretty soon what happens? It begins to overflow. And if I don't start taking stuff off, other stuff is going to fall off. And then we're really going to have a mess. And I don't like cleaning up messes. And I know you don't like it either. Your days are numbered. So do what counts. Create your now. So I've got a challenge for you today. What do you need to stop chasing so you can start seizing the right things? What do you need to seize today? Maybe you need to start there. Now, for some of us, we already know what we need to seize, but we need to really think about, what do I need to stop chasing? For me personally, one thing that I know, and that's why you don't find me out there a lot, is being on social media. I am very much a relationship girl. I am one that is all in. I don't know how many different groups I belong to, too many. I really need to whittle it down, but that would take time, and that's another distraction. So it just kind of sits there. I have my automatic feed that pushes out the episodes here at Create Your Now. So I don't go individually and say, okay, I'm going to post this right here at Facebook at this time. No, you know my secret now. It goes automatically. It goes automatically to YouTube. It goes automatically to LinkedIn. It goes automatically to Twitter. I don't think twice about it. It just does it. I do one click and it happens to four or five different places. However, when I used to go on social media and I used to post things, Instagram and things like that, I would find myself going and I would read, and I mean, not just the first line and then like it, I would read the entire post. And then I would be compelled to respond to that. And I wouldn't just respond to the post, but I would read some of the comments and I would respond to some of those people who made the comments. Now, these are people that, some of them are my mentors. Some of them are people I don't even know. Some of them are great friends and family. And the next thing you know, 2-3 hours pass. And you know, if I'm sitting on the toilet, that's a lot of time to pass. And I don't need to be spending that time. That's chasing the wrong things. Now, is it great that I am a relationship girl? Oh, yes, it is. And that's why I believe that me being here every single day on a daily basis, there's a reason for that. Why? Because I want to create a relationship with you. It's not just about us doing life together and, okay, great, Christiane's back again and she's telling me what she wants me to do. Yeah, I know I've got some good stuff. Some of it, yeah, maybe you can throw away too. But you keep coming back. Why? Yes, I show up, but it's because I am sincere and you know that. Well, see, that's a positive. That's awesome for me, right? That's a check mark on the correct side. But when it comes to the social media aspect of it, it is a squirrely, shiny object. because I care about what I'm reading. I don't take light of it. And if I'm responding to somebody, I want to put thought into it. And so the next thing you know, it's 2 hours later. And I know because I watched this for a period of a few weeks. And I just looked at myself and I was like, this is crazy. Christine, you do not have 3 hours a day or 6 hours a day, depending upon when I would pick up my phone, to save the world. And I didn't ever think that I was saving the world. I'm using that just kind of as a air quotes here. But I really did care about what I was reading, who I was reading about, and I wanted how I was responding to be sincere, and it is. And so what did I have to do personally? I had to say, whoa, it's time for me to step back. I got to stop chasing this. Now, I wasn't chasing social media, but I would pick it up and I would read it. Now it's like, whoa, you do exactly what you need to do, go exactly to where you are, and then get off. Like, goodbye. I've even taken some of the things off of my phone because it can be such a distraction. You know how you say you're going to the bathroom and you think it should only be like 5 minutes, and guess what goes with you? The phone? Yep. And where do you still sit 30 minutes later? You're on the toilet responding to things. Now, if that works for you and you love that and that's what you want to do, then great. For me, not a good idea. Because you see my top three things, they don't get done because I'm doing all these other things. Not that they're not important, but it's not for me to do all the time. I'm chasing the wrong things. So what do you need to let go of today, the rest of this week? Just try it for a day, then extend it to the next day. Think about your daily intentions. What do you want to have? One thing that I hear, the biggest excuse ever, and I mean, it's not even, biggest isn't even a big enough word for it. It's like humongous, quadruple, of a million, billion, quadrillion, whatever. This is the most excuse ever given. I don't have enough time. You know what? Neither do I. So it's about time that we figure out what to stop chasing so we can seize the right things. What do you need to do for you today? And then what do you need to let go of so you can do what you need to do today? You don't need to try to save the whole world. You can't. But you can save the world that you touch. And you can do it by being intentional. When you're chasing everything, you're missing the mark. And so today, I really want you to think about, okay, is this what I need to be doing? Yeah, you probably have to do the dishes today. You may not find that missing sock that was in the laundry, but you're going to do another load or two. You're going to finish writing that 500-word article or chapter so you can move forward with what you're doing in your business. You're also going to look at what you need to do to get your fitness in. You've got to work on that health, and you don't want to give that up. After all of that is done, then you could say, okay, now what I have to give, I give my leftovers away to the wrong things. I know that sounds a little strange, doesn't it? But if you're seizing the right things, then if you have anything left over, any extra time to spare, then you can give it to the wrong things. And wrong not meaning bad, understand that. Just not a priority for where you are in this season of life. So go out today. Be intentional about what you need to do. Pick the top three things. And then go do those first before you do the bottom three things. And when you have that, you are present in your everyday. That makes you incredible. And most importantly, you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.